السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. There will be, because there is a nikah after Jumu'ah today, so there will be more people than usual. So from now we make a point of filling the safs at the front, filling the spaces at the front. It will be a bit easier for the people coming afterwards. So whoever is sitting at the back and there is no need, I request them just fill in the spaces in front of you. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل نفس ذائقة الموت فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر ذكر هذه من لذات أو الموت أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the nature of the human that his end goal, his purpose is happiness. He wants happiness. He wants to remain happy. He wants to be satisfied. He wants to be content. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the nature of every human. Every human will go about doing it in different ways. Some may think that if I amass a large amount of wealth, that is my key to happiness. So his purpose is not wealth, his purpose is happiness. But he thinks that this is the route. Some may think that if I gain a status, if I become the MP of my locality, I progress after that. I become well known on a national level, maybe on an international level, then that is my purpose. So the purpose is not the fame, the purpose is in fact the happiness, the contentment which he feels will come as a result of the fame. Some may feel that if I am able to fulfill my desires, then I will feel happy, I will feel content. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has blessed us with the understanding that when it comes to acquiring happiness, then there are two realms, the realm of this world and the realm of the hereafter. And because the realm of this world is temporary, it is short, and the realm of the hereafter is everlasting. So the goal should be the happiness of the hereafter, not the happiness of this world. If a person has to sacrifice the happiness of this world for the happiness of the hereafter, that is a fantastic bargain. But if the opposite happens, a person is sacrificing the happiness of the hereafter for the happiness of this world, then that is a great loss. If someone has an exam after the holidays, he has 2 weeks. After the holidays, he has an exam. Something that he must prepare for. So he has two options in the holidays. One is that spend the holiday as usual, enjoying himself, relaxing. He will gain happiness. And the other is that sacrifice the happiness of that holiday. Put the hard graft in. Avoid the temptation to lie in. Wake up early every day as usual. Work hard. So both of them are striving towards happiness. But one of them has just looked at the happiness that is directly in front of him, that is available right there. That the happiness, the enjoyment, the relaxation of these 2 weeks. And the other person, he has realized that I can enjoy myself for 2 weeks. But the other option is that I throw away the enjoyment of 2 weeks. But when I pass that exam, as a result, the qualification which I will gain will secure my happiness for a much longer time. And if we were to hear about those two people, then everyone will say that the second person, he is the intelligent one. He is the intelligent one. And that is exactly what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. Every person enjoys fulfilling his desire. That is the nature. But what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? Al-kayyisu, the intelligent person is who? Man dana nafsahu. He controls his nafs. His purpose is also happiness. But he understands that if I have to sacrifice a bit of happiness here for the everlasting happiness, then that is a fantastic bargain. مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. And what is his goal? The happiness of the hereafter. So everything he does is to gain the happiness of the hereafter. We have a choice. The happiness of the... what is our purpose? The happiness of this world or the happiness of the hereafter? If a person makes the happiness of this world his objective, he cannot possibly gain the happiness of the hereafter. And if a person makes the happiness of the hereafter his objective, then the rule should have been the same, that you make the happiness of the hereafter your objective, you will not get happiness in this world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being all merciful, being kareem, generous, if a person makes the happiness of the hereafter his goal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives him happiness in this world. So both are methods of gaining happiness in this world. But the difference is, have you made the happiness of this world the goal or not? You make the happiness of the hereafter the goal, you will automatically gain the happiness of both worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises it in the glorious Quran. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever has iman and he carries out righteous deeds, he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We will definitely give him a pleasant life. That is the happiness of the world. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we will give him a pleasant life. So does that mean that he is getting the reward of his deeds in this world? He will not get anything in the hereafter? No. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. In the hereafter, he will get a much better reward for his deeds. What the happiness he will gain in this world is just the starter, the taste of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for him in the hereafter. So our purpose must always be the happiness of the hereafter. And for that, sometimes temporarily, we have to experience bitter moments in this world. We have to sacrifice a desire of ours. That is a bitter moment. But that is a temporary bitter moment. We have to sacrifice some impermissible wealth. That is a temporary bitter moment. And one of the thing, one amal, it should be called an amal, even though we don't think of it as an amal. It is a very valuable amal, which we are going to mention, which also brings about bitter moments in this world, but grants the eternal happiness of the hereafter and happiness in this world as well, is a remembrance of death. Whenever someone talks about death, we think, he's ruining the gathering. He's making everyone feel gloomy. Remembrance of death results in temporary gloom, which results in eternal happiness, as well as eternal happiness which will begin in this world and continue in the hereafter. A very great saint of the past, Shaykh Abu Hamid Laffaf rahmatullah alayhi, he says that when a person remembers death in abundance, he gains three benefits. He gains three benefits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him three blessings. What is the first blessing? The first blessing is that he will be able to do tawbah very easily. If he has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be able to express his sorrow, ask for forgiveness, return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very easily. When a person doesn't remember death, then shaitan puts a thought in his mind, you still have a long way to go. If he has no interest in religion, then his thought will not even go to the hereafter. But if he has a little bit of religious worry, then shaitan puts a thought in his mind, you have a long way to go. Do tawbah later. Enjoy yourself for a few more years. When a person remembers death abundantly, then the thought comes in his mind that I could pass away tomorrow. I could pass away without doing tawbah, then I will be taken to task in this world. So the first benefit a person gains of remembering death in abundance is that he is able to do tawbah very easily. The second benefit, Shaykh Abu Hamid Laffaf rahmatullah alayhi says, is that he stays happy in this world. What is the second benefit? He stays happy in this world. Not he remains gloomy. Why does he stay happy in this world? A person who remembers death abundantly, why will he stay happy in this world? Because in this world there are always ups and downs. You have gathered as much wealth as possible. You looked after your health as much as possible. You have made every effort that no misfortune comes to me. Still misfortune will come to you. That is the nature of this world. And a very great misfortune may come to you. That is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when those moments hit, if a person has remembered death in abundance, then he will think to himself, a small loss in a little world, what is the big deal? A small loss in a little world, what is the big deal? And secondly, he will think that it is a small loss in a little world. In return, I am doing sabr, so my happiness of the hereafter is increasing. So in this world, he will feel happy as well. When a person remembers death, then his happiness in this world increases as well. When he remembers death, then he gets the tawfiq to do tawbah. When a person does tawbah, then two things happen. Because when a person sins, two things happen. And when a person does tawbah, two things also happen. When a person sins, the first thing that happens is that the sin is written in his book of records. The second thing that happens is that a black dot appears on his heart. And when a person does tawbah, then two things happen. The first is that the record of the sin is removed. It is erased. And the second is that the black dot on his heart is erased. Now what is the effect of that black dot on his heart? The effect of that black dot on his heart is that as long as he remains there, that heart cannot remain content. That heart cannot experience satisfaction. It may look around in the world, trying to find ecstasy, trying to find joy, but it will never feel truly content. So until a person does not do tawbah, the heart is not washed. Until the heart is not washed, the heart cannot remain content. And when the heart becomes content, then it experiences true satisfaction and happiness in this world as well. So Shaykh Abu Hamid Laffaf rahmatullah alayhi said that if a person remembers death in abundance, then he will be able to do tawbah very easily. He will be happy in this world as well. And what is the third benefit? Shaykh Abu Hamid Laffaf rahmatullah mentioned, the third benefit is that he will have a lot of zeal. He will have a lot of vigor. He will have a lot of inclination towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person remembers death, as a result, he understands that what is my purpose. He will feel more vigor, more inclination towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as he carries this on, then slowly but surely he will begin enjoying the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also holds enjoyment. Salah also holds enjoyment. Tilawah also holds enjoyment. Sacrificing a desire for the sake of Allah also holds enjoyment. We just need to strive. We keep striving and inshallah a day will come when we will also taste that enjoyment. If the enjoyment wasn't there in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not say qurratu ayni fi salah. That the delight of the coolness of my eyes, the delight of my happiness is in salah. If there was no enjoyment in salah, then some pious people of the past would not have expressed this feeling that if we go in Jannah, there will be no ibadah in Jannah, so what will we do without salah in Jannah? They had tasted the enjoyment of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, as a result of which they had this feeling. A very great tabi'i, a muhaddith, by the name of Thabit al-Bunani rahmatullahi, he His habit was to perform 200 rakats of nafal salah every day. 200 rakats of nafal salah daily. And he used to enjoy it so much that he used to make this dua repeatedly in his life, that, "Oh Allah, if you allow anyone, if you give anyone the permission to perform salah in the grave, then give me that permission." And after he passed away, then someone saw him in a dream and they asked him, "What happened to you?" So he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted my dua. So by remembering death, there is nothing to gain but happiness. It seems contradictory, but the Quran, the ahadith, the words and the experiences of the pious people of the past tell us this, that by remembering death, by remembering the hereafter, by entertaining this temporary worry, you will gain eternal happiness, which will not only begin in this world, but it will continue towards into the hereafter. So let us make this a goal of our lives, that we remember death from time to time. From time to time, every week, every second week, sit down, think to yourself that my death could arrive. It could arrive today. Very soon my name will be circulated on social media, on those messages that I read every other day. Very soon the announcement of my janazah will happen. Very soon people will gather for my burial. Go to the graveyard from time to time. Look at the graves. Look at the row that is being filled up right now. And when you get to the most recent grave, then tell yourself that the space that is next door could be my space. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. The brother requested, please stand up and fill in the spaces. Please stand up and fill in the spaces so the people afterwards, it is easy for them.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثروا ذكر هذه من لذات الموت وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كنت نهيتكم عن زيارة القبور ألا فزوروها فإنها تزهدكم الدنيا وترغبكم إلى الآخرة أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلى سائر الأنبياء والمرسلين ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم فرج عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا أعط نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم واغفر لموتانا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أقيموا صفوفكم وتراسوا سفيدوا السلمانه straighten the rows please ensure your heels at the base of the yellow line on the musalla your heels should be at the base of the yellow line on the musalla please fill in the spaces in front of you stand shoulder to shoulder الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. إن شاء الله. After the remaining Sunnah and Nawafil, Nikah will take place. So everyone is requested to participate. Participate in Nikah on the day of, especially on the day of Friday, is something which is rewarding and encouraged by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.